Hello, good morning. This is Rangel from Family First.
Hello, this is Jeremiah Huggins,
Hi, Jeremiah. How
service
are you?
coordinator. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. You're doing good, doing good. I got a call from, I have a missed call from you.
Yes, this is Rangel from Family First. I'm calling in
Okay.
regards to Woodley Joyce.
Okay, Joyce Woodley, yes. How can I help you?
Yes. Well, yes, we received a notification from his caregiver, from her caregiver, I'm sorry, that the patient is receiving an increase of hours, 24 hours increase, but I'm not sure, so I wanted to follow up with you.
I don't, I'm not sure. I didn't know how that information.
Really? But yeah, he's been sending text message that the service coordinator, I don't know if it's you or someone else, that the
It's
patient
me.
received.
So what happens is if she wants that, it would have to come from her. And that
I
would
know.
have to be an assessment. So
I know.
that information is kind of like, I'm not sure about that.
All right. I got you
So I
now.
just wanted to just, yeah, so an assessment has to be done. An assessment hasn't been done.
All right. So she hasn't
Okay.
done like the assessment yet, and it is not.
No, no, I'm waiting for Joyce Whitley to tell me that.
Okay.
That comes from her, not the caregiver.
Okay, but you've been in contact with him? I'm gonna get in contact with him, but he sent some screenshots asking
It's
for a
not an
schedule.
increase in hours because at first, an assessment has to be done in order
Yeah.
to submit that, and an assessment has not been done.
I know. Okay, so I'm gonna
Okay.
get in contact with the caregiver. All right, thank you so
Thank you.
much, Jeremiah.
Thank you. Welcome. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.